Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria tomorrow reaching a high of 22, Johannesburg 20, Emalahleni 23. Gauteng Traffic Police are urging residents to prioritise safety during Heritage Day celebrations tomorrow. Residents are advised to avoid unlawful activities like public drinking or reckless driving. The police will increase law enforcement operations to ensure safety on the roads and in communities. Here's police spokesperson Selo Maremane.
As we come together to celebrate our cultures, traditions and diversity on Heritage Day, it is important to do so responsibly. We will continue to conduct law enforcement operations to address crime and lawlessness.
Speaking about warnings, it is the school holidays, which usually go hand in hand with swimming, but the National Sea Rescue Institute and emergency services are appealing to South Africans and tourists to be cautious. The aftermath of the cold snap is, according to spokesperson Craig Lambanen, still with us.
We are appealing to the public to follow the South African Weather Service's forecast weather updates and adhere to South African Weather Service's weather warnings. In places, rough sea conditions prevail around the coastline with storm seas deep sea, bringing hazardous conditions to parts of the coastline. Recent heavy snowfalls around parts of the inland may cause swollen rivers.
Now, as mop-up operations continue in at least three provinces, the Western Cape Premier, Alan Windey, is this week at the United States. Let me just do this over because I'm reading too fast. I want to go home now. As mop-up operations continue in at least three provinces, Western Cape Premier Alan Windey will take African climate concerns to the world stage at the New York Climate Week. Windey is representing the government at subnational level and will explore opportunities to advance climate action across all spheres of government.
As I speak, we've got meters of snow in our tropical province of KwaZulu-Natal, but in the last 6 days we've seen major flooding across many countries across Africa, and we ourselves in the Western Cape have felt fires last summer season and of course the devastation of the floods.
President Cyril Ramaphosa is also there, and he asked investors at the Business Council for International Understanding to finally or financially support the government of national unity.
Join us on this journey, a journey where we've all put our differences aside. We do think that the support that we can get from an investment point of view and from a confidence-building point of view is going to stand our country in good stead.
I'm Marlene Fischer. Onthou dat die metropolisie op straat is môre met erfenisdag, so hou by die land se wette.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
Get ready
on Jacaranda FM.
My baby born a Birkin. She's been telling me all night long. Gasoline and groceries, the list goes on and on. It's 9 to 5, ain't working. Why the hell do I work so hard? I can't worry about my problems. I can't take them when I'm gone. One, here comes the two, to the three, to the four. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Two-stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar. I've been boozy since I left. I ain't changing for a check. Tell my mind I ain't forget. Woke up drunk at 10 a.m. We gon' do this shit again. Tell your girl to bring a friend.